Welcome everybody to this meeting called Central Tablelands Water. In opening this meeting, I would like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, the traditional custodians of the land on which we're meeting, and pay my respects to their elders, past, present and emerging, and to any First Nations people who might be listening to the podcast. I'd also like to record that this meeting is being recorded and a video recording will be posted on the council's website within a couple of weeks of the date of the meeting. Item 4 on the agenda, apologies and absence, leaves of absence. Mr. General Manager.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Chair, we've got an apology from Councillor Alan Moore. He's currently overseas at the moment.
I just corrected something that I mentioned earlier, that this would be video recorded, but it's only audio recorded. I'd like to accept and remove those apologies. We accept and request those to our best, Councillor Rawson. Those in favour?
Aye.
Confirmation minutes of the previous meeting. Those minutes have been circulated. That was the meeting held on the 24th of August. Someone like to move that they be accepted as a correct record?
I'm just checking for your footage. Yes. I think that was fine. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And to the best, thank you very much. Those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Any matters arising from the minutes that anyone wants to raise? It's not otherwise dealt with? No? We will move on. Disclosures of interest. If we have any disclosures of interest, Mr. Chairman?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Public forum. I assume we have no public forum.
No public forum.
Chairman's minute, there's no chairman's minute today. Item 10, councillor representation. One matter I would mention, and that is I attended a meeting of the Lachlan Regional Water Strategy, which they call their workshop number 5, which was with essentially representatives of the JO on the 29th of August. It was a preliminary meeting to discuss a confidential draft of the strategy, which has subsequently been released to public comment. Any presentation to be recorded?
Can I note that there is one coming up for Macquarie. You send an email, so it's cancelled, but you can now do a webinar.
Yeah.
So I signed up for that yesterday.
Yeah, there's one for Macquarie, there's one for the Lachlan to this afternoon, I think, at 5 o'clock.
We might discuss a bit later in the meeting whether we want to put submissions in on either of those particular Lachlan. If there's no more representation, we want to item 11, notices of motion.
There's no.
No notices of motion, moving to item 12. Reports of staff, 12.1 on page 3 of the business paper. Disclosures by councillors and designated persons returns. Recommendation is the disclosures as tabled be received. So I'd like to move that. Councillor Rawson, thank you. Councillor Best, thank you. You have all the returns have all been.
Yes,
I see that the Office of Local Government says they're going to audit these this year.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman, yes.
Yes.
So that they're going to do some reviews, yes. In accordance with the HIPAA regulations, too, these are open access documents, so they will be on the website, but they'll be redacted in terms of, in accordance with the guidelines, in terms of the property interests, will be redacted and the signatures.
My return date I wrote as the date that I signed it, not the 30th of June.
That's fine. That's okay.
I did pick that up them reading those circular agendas and they went, oh, there's the answer.
You should be congratulated on your thoroughness. Okay, well, thanks very much. That's a matter of formality until we do it with, put that those in favour.
Aye.
Thank you, Carrie. Item 12.2, the review of the organisational structure. Recommendation is that we endorse the structure as presented. I'm not going to move that. Yes, Councillor Cook. Second, Councillor Lawson. Is there anything to, anyone wants to raise in relation to that? The last council meeting, we approved a minor change for the headcount. I probably went to a full time equivalent.
Yes.
And the org chart has been circulated for business papers. Any questions?
Just reading, Mr. Chairman, it's just a requirement as a standing my report there in the section 333 there of the Local Government Act that after 12 months of the new council coming on board, that we've got to do present a new organisational structure. We've done that. I've had a few conversations with Peter, and my beliefs are the councils have already adopted the structure within the workforce management plan. Mm-hmm. I thought that would be suffice, but we're just making sure we're covering all bases here. So.
Okay, so the approved structure has 23.6 FTEs.
Yes.
And are they all filled at the moment?
Not at the moment. We're recruiting at the moment for the governance and executive support officer role, as well as the assets officer role as well. So Francis Dorman, who's the assets officer, he's still working with us at the moment in a part-time role because he's commenced a new opportunity. But we're recruiting for those positions at the moment.
Can we have someone acting in the corporate support office, right? An existing employee, so we would need to take some recruitment change in that role if that's the board sees.
We've got four at staff at Canown. They're just more regional, aren't they? More
network operators.
Yeah, yes. So you need the four at Canown because they just do all Molong, they do all the other ones.
Size of the network that they maintain.
Yeah.
We've increased one, additional one, which was in the previous council.
Yeah. No, absolutely. The less connections to Canown, but there's more regional around that area, isn't there?
Correct. That is.
Yeah, just in terms of that. The position that's currently involved in the monetary bill program.
Oh, okay.
So it's a large autonomous spend of that program over the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
As well. So that position we used in that role as well. Not necessarily that position, but
that's
actually in the strike.
The location was chosen because it's central to both Blaney and to Grenfell to provide support to both sides if needed.
Mm-hmm. One other question, can we just review the chart, but the project support officer position, is that included in the 23.6?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, that position is not a funded position in the structure, but it does illustrate to the council that there may be when we undertake our capital program that we may...
Excuse me? No way to get you to
build a... We thought you'd done that.
Oh, I did. Oh, God. I thought, I know an easy way to get there. Sorry about that.
Now we've commenced the meeting.
Sorry?
We've dealt with the...
Yeah, that's good.
And we're talking about the organisation.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, in relation to the project, we also that there's no funded position in instruction, as indicated. It's basically an asterisk.
I'm coming with these meetings.
Or additional resources to undertake some of the capital program.
Yeah.
And we'll use the funding out of the equitable capital program.
Question was, is that in the 23.4 or that's...
No.
No, okay, no. All right. Yep.
It's not in the 23.6, no.
Yeah. 26, good. Any other questions? Yeah. I'll put that. Those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. 12.3. The Bellavia Water Security Project. Recommendation that we note the update reports, and I'd like to move that. Yes, Councillor Cook, thank you. Seconded Councillor Nash.
Oh, here he is.
Thank you very much. Gabby, you just want to give us a little bit of a background to this, and I'll see if councillors have any questions on this.
Yes, through you, Mr. Chairman. As councillors are aware, and we reported, I think it was back in the June meeting or might have been the August meeting, we provided an update and background information too, especially for the new councillors regarding this project. But this project is being delivered by Water Infrastructure New South Wales. Their latest update was back in June as well, although I got a summarised update just more recently last week from the project manager, and I've listed that down, the other dot points in that in my report there. But what they're doing at the moment, they're pushing forward with the concept design for an augmented lake rollers. That's, they've gone out for an expression of interest for that work to be completed, and they're waiting for now that the Lachlan Regional Water Strategy draft has been put on public exhibition for the final time, they're waiting for the public consultation process to be completed for that, as they're pushing through for this, for the Blubula Water Security Project. So at the moment they're focusing on getting ready for, or to pushing with that expressions of interest, as said, for the augmentation of Lake Rollins. I think also, which Noel may be able to correct me, but also that would include the pipeline from Lake Rollins to Carcor Dam as well as looking at a larger dam downstream option. But I think the main focus is going to be on the enlargement of Lake Rollins at this stage, so to get that concept design started. So.
Yes, sir.
Do you want anything further?
Yeah. Thanks. So through the chair, the pipeline project that was undertaken by Water New South Wales to link the two dams together, that design had been completed. So it's really the design of the raising of Lake Rollins, or the augmentation of Lake Rollins to catch up.
Augmentation catches up with the pipeline.
Correct, yes. But it still also is an option that's out there for a new dam downstream. But the first stage would be to go out for looking at the raising of the dam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But again, it's all dependent on the outcome of the
Lachlan Regional strategy.
Yes. It's underpinned by that.
Yeah. You'd think, having been through several consultations already, having worked on it for 3 years or something, that not much is likely to change.
Yeah, you would hope not, and especially it's front and centre in the, apart from the Wangler Raisin Ore project, that's front and centre in the strategy as well. So there's been obviously good support for the Lake Rollins, the Water Security Project.
I don't think it's when it's flooding.
No, but now it's,
yeah, we can do it.
Exactly.
You know, it's bloody like, oh yeah.
Yeah. It's so important to keep the momentum for this to happen.
Yeah.
Because as we know, in a few years' time, when we go back into drought, we'll say, well, what do we do? What's going to achieve? So.
Yeah. What do they mean by there's a potential for a change in service need? What's that question?
Number of service points, or they just levels of
this one here about
So through the chair, that's all coming out from their consultation for the regional water strategy. So whatever is coming in from the public now, they will look at that to look at any changes that may need to be adopted within that water strategy. And then the flow on from that would be whether there will be a raising of the dam wall or a new dam downstream or just the pipeline. So
the reference to a service need, that would have a bearing on the stored capacity?
That's right.
Potentially, I'm not quite sure what a service need is.
I think that's what they're alluding to.
And again, through the chair, my belief it was overarching. For water, for mining, for irrigation, everything downstream of the Carcor Dam, which is so not just our portion of the
town water supply.
Correct, and hence why a new dam downstream may come into play if that service need incorporates for that. At the stage that they're talking about now, at the moment, is about the augmentation of Lake Rollins.
As so that's just a 2.2 grade?
Correct. Yes.
Question to you, Mayor. With their discussions about, I know this is a long way away, but just their discussions about the downstream dam, is the feeling that that will still be under CTW's, would still be our project?
That will be, I suppose,
no, it's a long way away.
Investigation and consultation, I suppose. Mm. And that's something that we've discussed previously, is that something that Central Tauranga's Water is able to take on. Is it viable for us to do that?
Yeah.
Or has it got to be more of a regional project or a regional, or will be a regional project?
Yeah.
Ownership.
But that sort of stuff hasn't really...
No, we haven't got into
that. That's a long way away.
They're just going to own it,
Because that will have to be worked through. Who's going to own it, operate it, control it? Who's going to be responsible for it if that does occur?
If that did go ahead, and given the capital cost of that project, and given it a small customer base, something we'd have to give somewhere terms of the ownership and operation of that. But that presumably would just be one of the elements looked at.
Mm.
When the whole project is subject to investigation.
Good. That's a long way away. It may have been on the sidelines, it may have been discussed on the sidelines.
I think the worst thing for CW may well be that if they don't resolve this consultation on the regional water strategy, there's a bit of a push for the big new dam, and the raising of the dam wall is put on hold.
Yeah, totally agree.
I think that's the risk for us.
Yeah.
That's a worry.
I think we should be making noises to the effect that the augmentation is a preferred option, or I think it's a preferred option. I don't know what the rest of the group think. I personally think that's a pressing need for us, and it satisfies a lot of needs in terms of our user base.
And it gets back through you, Mr. Chair, Deputy, our original approach or advocacy strategy was that three-stage approach, as in raising the wall, the pipeline project, as well as the larger dam downstream. Raising the wall would be a good start. A great start, and achievable in a shorter period of time, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the other projects to follow.
It's a relatively small amount of money to make our system very secure, for a long time.
Mm. Mm. Yes, I agree with that.
And we've got an ageing dam that needs to be looked at and we've got to do something with it at some point.
That brings me to the next question about the delivery deed. For your councillor's Akram, we signed an MOU with Water Infrastructure a year or so ago, and that provided for a delivery deed on Water Infrastructure to commit to CW as to delivery of the project on our behalf. And I think they've been talking about, yes, it's almost ready, we're doing it, we're working on it. Is there any update on what's happened there?
There is actually. I was supposed to have a meeting, was it Monday, I think? Oh, which is Monday. An online meeting, but I obviously was more forced up and speak, so we're going to see tomorrow morning, just an online meeting. The delivery deed, they've changed the process for the delivery deed. There's a new legal approach to simplify the process, and to make it more practical and pragmatic. And they're saying that, for example, a business case MOU or a letter of exchange is going to be more down the lines of the delivery deed. Even though we've signed the MOU, they want to revisit that, but make the process more simplified. So I've got an online meeting with them for about half an hour tomorrow to discuss that in more detail, and I'll let the councillors know regarding that process. But it hasn't been forgotten, and they did apologise for the radio silence that's occurred over the last few months. But yeah, I'll let you know what the outcome of that meeting after tomorrow.
Mm. And even the relative silence on their website, the, you know, that you've given the link there, so I'll have a look. And it's just one of these rotating things. You click here for more information, it goes back to where it came from.
Yeah.
So there's really not a lot of information at all.
As I said earlier, the latest update was that the last one was in June.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which says not a lot. Yes, we're like this, continuing to work on the development of, you know, it's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Except that we're doing something, you know. But, yeah.
I think also they've had a restructure on that as well.
The federal election, you mean? Yeah.
And the one coming up.
Well, state elections, that coming
up. Mr. Gray, Chair, can I get my sign off on things?
Yeah. And so with the restructure, as Peter just alluded to or mentioned, Dr. Jim Bentley has now, or he finishes up the end of this week, he's the CEO of Water New South Wales. And the, as I understand it, the CEO of Water Infrastructure New South Wales is going to be acting in that position until it's filled permanently. So there's been a structure change with Water Infrastructure New South Wales. There's a few people moving around in different positions, so that always causes a few issues. But we'll keep on to them about, obviously we're a key stakeholder and it's important that we keep pushing to receive updates and the project.
I'm smiling.
You're champing at the bit to say.
No. I'm smiling because at least we've got Water Infrastructure New South Wales on board, and we're dealing with them. Then previous to that, it was an awful situation trying to deal with all the different groups and stuff like this. Yeah. So no matter what they're up to, it's better than we had them.
Within the state government, but also with the federal government, and that's what they're trying to. That was one of the other points that they raised, was they're working through them to try and firm up the funding approvals there if service needs do change, to make sure that we've still got that funding guarantee. And then also looking further afield, this project gets up for funding for construction as well.
Okay, well, it's sort of moving slowly in roughly the right direction, but there's a few warning signs out there, you know, as to what's going to happen. When these projects move slowly, my sort of antenna goes up, but you know, something's going on in the background.
Yeah.
If they're committed to getting on and doing it,
they would just dive in
the well, they could have had the contract led by that, really. Yeah. It's okay, but you know, it's a little bit nervous.
I mean, it may well be just a timing issue that we've had these election cycles, and this Lachlan Macquarie strategy. That's a 10-year cycle, isn't it? That review of those strategies.
This is their brand new. The water sharing plan. It's every 10 years.
Yeah, so it's all sort of coincided around about now, the need to re-look at each of those strategies. So that's probably...
And the regional water strategies have been delayed. I was supposed to be delivered, I think, in 12 or 18 months. It's been well over 2 years now. So good to see that this is the final consultation period. As I said earlier, with Lake Rollins project, or the security project being on the front and centre projects. And
so. That document that came out just recently about the strategy, water strategies, was again content free. There was not a lot in it. I read the whole thing from cover to cover, and I just thought, give me some information, please. And there was nothing there. We will continue to talk to you. We'll continue to, you know, to go out and get what people want. No actual information. No content free. So somewhat frustrated by the lack of motion.
Given the significance of how we're going to deliver the project on our behalf, and we've got a discussion tomorrow about what they're doing, what their new approach is, could you send councillors just an update on what you're able to discover?
Yeah,
very good. I think we're all champing at the bit here to get this augmentation, get that component of our this project done, especially this project that we're talking about right now.
The other thing I'll request as well with the project, because the project manager is going to, I understand it's going to be in that meeting as well tomorrow, I'll request an online updated presentation as well without directly with the councillors, so they can see about them later. And they can field any direct questions from council as well.
Maybe content free as well.
They are. Through the chair. So the discussions we've been having with, we've got that rapport with the project manager. He is frustrated as well. He understands why we are frustrated. But his understanding is that as soon as we can get through the consultation period for the regional water strategy, that's actually going, instead of putting the cart before the horse, we're actually going back to where it should be. We're getting the horse in front. So they need that strategy in front, and then pending on consultation from that and what comes back from the public, we're all set to roll out the rest of the stuff. So they were just concerned that if we continue to roll out their water security projects and go out to tender, if something happens in public consultation for the Lachlan River, that could be a problem for the government.
Oh, I understand that.
So they're just trying to realign themselves, but they are just as frustrated as where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd like to get on with it as well. But the beauty is we've got everything ready to go. There's nothing stopping hitting the button to send that request for quotations or request for tender documents. All of those documents are ready to go. And
just the pipeline, presumably?
No. The pipeline has been completed in its
design.
This is for the augmentation of the rollers. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. As the chairman said earlier, at least it's moving in the right direction. Two years ago, we were on a hold point for over 36 weeks, which was very frustrating.
Just councils, isn't it?
So,
Yes. It is frustrating because the Lachlan Water Security Project has always acknowledged that the Waiamba Dam Project and the what is now called the Lachlan Water Security Project were separate projects on their own approval process, etc. And they were acknowledged as going on. But now they've held up until the water strategy is final. Anyway. We could talk about this for a long while, but it's one of the most important things we've got in front of us. Okay, more questions? Put that those in favour.
Aye.
Thank you. Next is
four.
Page 8. Date on the resolutions, I'd like to move that. Yes, Councillor Lawson, Councillor Cook. Thank you. Any questions on what is down to just three or four? And then
one was done, so it's three. Oh, the community event.
Unfortunately, that was after you cancelled.
Yeah, so that's completed. The first three items, the report, where we're at is the same as it was at the last council meeting, I think almost word for word. Is anything happened in the meantime on any of those, or it's just still all on hold?
Yeah, there hasn't been any further progress through the chair. I noticed in Noel's report with the Central Water Grid Pipeline project, they're still waiting to hear feedback from DPE Water regarding the the draft business case, and there hasn't been anything further, any further updates that we've received.
Yeah, and on the first one, the Orange agreement with Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't received anything back further from
Orange.
Yeah.
But there was that signing ceremony at the JO conference. What happened after that? There was clearly the issues that occurred as a result of that meeting.
That's for the sub-regional town water strategy.
That wasn't any of these.
Yeah, it's for the sub-regional town water strategy.
Oh, this is a different thing.
This is a water supply agreement between Central Tubman Water and Orange City Council for the pipeline project.
In fact, that project we signed in the for.
Yeah.
Will, coming out of that will be issues like on what basis is water shared between the utilities. And that will sort of supersede this project of negotiating a one-on-one agreement, but I think the intention is to continue to try and negotiate this one-on-one agreement.
So it's trying to go, or it's more or less there. So. As we said in that last update, it was Noel and I met with the Orange City Council staff back on the 5th of August, I think it was. So, and that was a very positive meeting, wasn't it, Noel? And we're just waiting to hear back from Orange now. So we've got a meeting tomorrow afternoon with the sub-regional town water strategy with Chris Devitt and also with Martin Haig, who's the contractor who's been engaged to the prime contractor to be engaged with that strategy, to develop that strategy. So that's just an information or gathering session.
Yes, with the working group, working committee.
Yeah. Well, this is
not,
just...
Not the steering committee.
Right? No, not the steering committee or the working committee. It's now getting the information gathering process underway with each individual council. So they're coming out to see Noel and I tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, any more questions on the resolution and report? I'll put that. Carry. 12.5, financial matters. Recommendation is we note the information, so we'd like to move that. That's a cook, thank you very much. Councillor Nash, a second of that. So, good. Peter, anything you need to add to your report?
Basically, the big issue was obviously the Reserve Bank going for 0.25 at the last meeting rather than 0.5. So they're starting to sort of wait and see what impact it would, what interest rates having on the inflation numbers and so forth. And now we're starting to get inflation numbers monthly. We're one of the few countries in the OECD that did it quarterly, so that's now been changed. So we'll have monthly CPI figures, which will be more indicative and provide more information to the RBA and the government in setting policies going forward. In terms of interest rates, we did find that some of the rates have actually eased off a little bit because some institutions have actually had anticipated a 0.5% increase last time instead of 0.25. But we're certainly seeing a situation where we're starting to get a reasonable return at around the 12-month area that we to work on. And if you look at the investments there, I think we're getting based on that. You're just thinking we've got one investment there with Macquarie Bank was at 0.4% that matures next week, and we're now getting 10 times that. That's a stunning turnaround, really. So we're going quite well in that regard. The amount of funds under investment are reasonably sort of high as well because we're really just coming out of our middle period, our collection of our last line of accounts. So our cash funds were a reasonable one. Period overall, I think we're in a pretty good position, and everyone's now sort of waiting and anticipating what's going to happen, obviously, with the federal budget, which is going to come down, I think, very shortly. What the RBA is going to do in terms of raising rates further and finding that so-called neutral rate. They don't want to overcook things that put the economy into recession, and that's what the big concern is that may happen in some other economies, particularly the US and in the UK. Inflation has been stronger, but the increase in interest rates has been a little bit sharper there. The good thing about the US and the UK is I understand inflation rates are starting to sort of come off their peak. So that may indicate that, we might be coming up to the worst of ours. And then it should maybe ease in from
here. Yes, very good. Any questions? Peter? Not off that. In favour? Thank you. Carry 12.6. And for members of our annual accounts, I'd like to move that 7 part recommendation. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. So the accounts have been to Eric. And now I present it to the council to send it off for audit. Correct?
Mr. Chairman, we actually distributed to the ARIC members out of session. So they have been distributed to the ARIC members, and I have got some feedback in terms of being pretty comfortable with them. The audit's underway. We're getting closer to the end of the audit. There's a few issues around their fixed assets that we still want to resolve, but. Hopefully in the next week, we should have an audit report, a portfolio audit report. That's what I'm certainly looking forward to.
Excellent. And we will sign the certificates before we leave today.
Yes, we'll be there. And we'll have a presentation of the accounts at the December meeting. That will be audited. Coming to do a presentation to council, and we'll have a detailed look at it.
Very good. Any questions?
Well, I'd just like to make a comment from reading down and congratulate Peter, because in my review of businesses, you've both increased income and decreased expenses, so that's
compared to the previous year, that's correct. We were coming off a fairly significant loss in 2021, so it's that base to compare it to, but certainly it's been an improved result.
It's everything that you should do. Annual charges have gone up, user charges have gone up, other revenue's gone up, interest and investment's gone up, others gone up. The only thing really that decreased was grants. So everything that the organisation can control has been done well. So I say congratulations.
I third it then.
It's everyone in the team.
Through this challenge, thank Peter for all his hard work putting the statements together, as well as John Stewart, our financial contractor, and as well as the other staff that have been involved in the process. It's not just something you can do, obviously, overnight. It takes a long period of time, and it's not only at this statement time or preparation, it's throughout the whole year as well to make sure you're capturing all the information and recording it correctly. So I just want to acknowledge Peter's efforts and Noel as well
If there's nothing further there, those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you, carried. 4.7 to the audit committee recommendation that we note the chairperson's annual report. Someone would like to move that. Yeah, Councillor Best, Councillor Nash. The questions in relation to this one?
Just probably should have a discussion about the various things that have been listed for improvement or needs attention. So what there was a bunch of things here that the committee suggested. Need attention, so.
Okay, so you're looking just to get everyone on the same page on page 24.
24,
and 25, yeah.
Yeah, 24 and 25. So.
Three items need attention.
Indeed, business improvements, internal audit, compliance. So, really, I'm just. Starting the discussion, really. I think we should ask.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, I'll just make a couple of comments on those. The first one is compliance. I think it's referring to the need to report to the committee about compliance rather than the actual compliance itself.
Yep.
So,
it's important. Most of these were reporting things.
With the internal audits, we did have issues with obviously with COVID and the council election, and I didn't mention that in my report. We try and do one internal audit each year to get that sort of back on track on that. We do have an overall audit plan, we don't have a strategic audit plan that looks well into the future, I suppose. We have a 3-year audit plan. So we're sort of working through that. The risk register is something that is ongoing, and we're constantly working on with different committee members at different points of view on how we should structure that, and we're currently working on that again to the new committee to sort of change the structure. We've got to put an amended risk register up early in 23 to see if they're comfortable with how we're reporting that. So the business improvement issue, I think, is more around the reporting of business improvement, and then I suppose the issue is, I suppose you can't really report a business improvement every meeting, but I suppose if you show how your business has improved over the course of the year, that would basically cover that off as well. I think it's more around the reinvestments, and we are looking at those and looking at trying to get some sort of template in place to actually report those things so the community can have some assurance that we're actually covering off those things. But rest assured, with our compliance, we'd make an extremely hard effort to comply with everything we're required to do. And if we need an extension of time for a compliance issue, we sometimes apply for an extension, which we do. But we don't have any major, I'm not aware of any major compliance issues that we're not attending to.
Can I just ask a further question? Because the way I read it, is that they're saying you need an internal audit, long-term view lens. Isn't that what the external audit's for, though? Because it's such a little organisation in terms of people that's what the external auditors and external accountants would be doing.
Well, there's probably a couple of ways to respond to that question. Obviously, the external audit is a statutory function, and it's got to be conducted in accordance with the audit standards, in accordance with the code of accounting practice, and so on, so there's a structure to that. The internal audit now is for audit risk and improvement, so there's a number of aspects to the committee. But what the committee, I think, is looking for is a long-term audit plan for many, many years out. Unlike general purpose councils, we don't have the areas of service. We basically provide water supply, county water, private water. We don't have a series of services, we don't have community service, recreational service, parks and gardens, roads, that type of thing. So why that was, I think, brought into the changes was the council point of that to the service reviews look at how they're delivering, and that is the improvement sort of side. And the difficulty we have is we've got a limit, we've got quite a few elements to what water supply, delivery of water supply, but to do a 10-year projection and say, well, look at this, is out, you're then sort of preempting what you consider to be a risk, I suppose, 5 years out. And in some cases, you're already addressing those
things. The trend is,
now this function is becoming important. The Office of Local Government has got new guidelines, extensive guidelines out. They are actually holding, they haven't actually issued them, finally. They're obviously having some thoughts about it. It's been ongoing for a number of years, there's been issues with it. But I think, as I said in my report, we can take some credit from the fact we've had, audit committee, internal audit committee for over a decade. Some councils are only just starting that journey. So we've been fortunate in that regard. We certainly need to report to it.
Could all of
the
things like,
report
on the number of letter meters is an internal audit? You could put that as an internal audit function that happens every quarter.
Like, yeah, and you can incorporate service delivering. I know we are looking at service delivering measures as well, but that could be a measure that then I suppose it comes down to what the committee wants in terms of the general thing.
I guess it has to go back to them and what are they actually trying to achieve in their internal audit that you're not already doing.
Yeah, and that discussion is
ongoing. And the guidelines come out. When the guidelines come out, we'll know.
That will certainly certainly help. Certainly they brought forward compliance to 30th of June 2024. Mm. They brought it forward by 3 years and now they're delaying the issue of the guidelines. So there's a bit of a squeeze on the councils here in this area.
But I think what the guidelines and all that are basically the accounting sort of audit procedures, whereas internal audit, what they're asking you for, I think is what they're more confused about what they're asking for.
Well, they have the external accountabilities, the licenses, for instance, and also they're talking about or other areas of the business that we're getting through, you know, and water quality guidelines, for example. One of the issues we're going to look at, and the state government is really active is in terms of record keeping your record system. And you keep your records, you dispose your records readily and so on. So we're looking at that. And we've started to work in that area as well.
Yeah.
Peter says in his report, during the 21-22 year, an internal audit plan was developed with project management, record keeping, drinking water quality management.
And that's for the three.
That's their three projects over the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. The immediate one is the the audit report says following internal audit was commissioned during the reporting period, review of project management. This audit was not completed before the end of the financial year, and the ARIC May 22 meeting management strongly encouraged to expedite the matter, which had been referred to on factors. So the question is, how's that going?
It's ongoing. National Audit Group are actually working on that at the moment. There's two stages to the project. One is looking at resources and capability, and the other one's then looking at the bulk earthworks contract related to the reservoir. We sort of start with probably midway through stage one at the moment. We're aiming to get stage one and two finished by the November meeting, but that may not be possible. If it's not, we can certainly be in a position to report on stage one at that meeting. But it's ongoing at the moment, and basically there's information gathering at the moment. The National Audit Group are doing, and we're providing them with information. They do it, they're going to actually come for a site visit. Hopefully that's going to happen within probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks for stage one. So it's definitely underway.
The risk management being on track is really good. The risk management being on track is really good.
Pete, did you want to, through you as the chair, Pete, did you want to also talk about the risk appetite workshop?
I have discussed this with council previously, and I'm in the process of trying to organise this now with statewide, our insurer, to have a risk appetite workshop with the councillors, so we can. The way it works is we have specific risks that may be identified, and then council will have that discussion with the senior management team, and we work out how we would assess that risk. Is it a high risk? Is it a medium risk? Is it a low risk? What mitigation can we do in respect to that particular risk and so on? That gives us then a feel for how the council and the board think about those things. I'm only to do that at this stage after on the same day as the February 23 meeting. In that afternoon, I've got to confirm that it's about at this stage. We're probably going to take 2 or 3 hours.
What date is that going to be?
I think it's the. Is it the
14th?
Yes. No, I think it's the 14th, isn't it?
The 15th, is it?
15th, is it? I don't know what that'll be on the day. So we're trying to have it on the same day that the council is going. That way, the boards actually have a separate get together. I will confirm that now in due course, but that's the aim. I think some councils have undertaken it. I think Marlene, you said, Councillor Nash said, that was undertaken in Cabon some time ago.
Yeah.
It'll be a similar exercise to that, but I think it'd be something to be quite worthwhile to undertake, and I think we can sort of gather a lot of understanding of our risk appetite from that.
Okay. I was going to ask if we could have a report at the next meeting on how we're going on that internal audit project. We've got a stage we're at the time.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be well advanced on stage when we're on that stage. Yeah. So report to the next council meeting.
Mm-hmm. Any other issues we want to raise on the internal audit or the audit generally? No?
No. Just to thank Donna for her efforts and the efforts of the committee. I'm sure you've done that anyway.
All right, I'll put that. Those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Move on to 4.6. The review of the considered leaks policy. And I'd like to move to note that we'll put it on this for public exhibition. Councillor Ross, Councillor Cook. And thank you, Peter, for sending out the markup, which made it easy.
A little bit easier. Yeah.
What we were looking at, and it's all pretty sensible.
Yeah.
Sensible stuff. Anyone got any questions on that?
I comment that we used to do that they could only apply once every 12 months, and we sort of removed that completely.
It's always been you can have one claim per period of property ownership.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's been there for some time, certainly since I started in 2017.
Yeah.
It's been in the something you couldn't have multiple claims for the same property. If you start to get leaks in your private infrastructure, you should take the inspections that you deal with to try and.
Yeah, oh no, no, I'll just. But, you know, you own the property for 25 years and there's a long there's a long thing between issues.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, one comment I'll make, and it's the area that's always difficult to assess, and the general manager would confirm this as well, is we've got this, we only apply to residential connections. Some local utilities apply to residential and commercial connections. Some water utilities make a distinction between pensioner and non-pensioner connections and give a greater concession to the pensioner concessions, to the pension shareholders. The issue in terms of particularly farmland and because rural connection is generally for the purpose of domestic or stock watering. So we've taken a view, and we had this discussion at the previous review of this policy about rural connections, and they were considered to be rural residential. Now some people employed and have been actually knocked back on that basis, and they felt that that was a bit tough. It was a tough way of assessing. But we did that for the reason that we wanted to exclude government institutions, and we wanted to exclude connections where people used water for, or they were conducting a business or engaging in private gain. And that was the rationale for us to go down that path.
Mm.
We need to also to probably, and we'll do this, certainly when we get this policy adopted, we'll educate our consumers a little bit more, we'll probably put something in our newsletter, maybe on the Facebook page and on the website, to say that, this is clearly the case. It's just a question of if council are comfortable with that, that approach, and it's people are starting to get the message.
Mm.
You've sort of got a balance between trying to be fair across your consumers and also reminding people of their obligation to maintain their own internal infrastructure.
Yeah.
Because if you get a claim in respect of, say, a rural property where we've had somewhere there's been leaks in a rural connection where the water leak hasn't been sighted because of the amount of rain they couldn't actually see, they had to leak. And the amount of.
Are you in open or closed, Mr. Chair?
We're in open. We're in open. Can I come in and observe? You can.
I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, you can get pretty significant water loss in a rural connection.
Yeah.
So it can be quite a few kilos.
I understand that.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably the only other one I've got is that maybe in the non-for-profits that we've got 30 days. I think in some of those small committees it's really hard for them to get together in 30 days and actually get to move then to someone to send a message out to account whether we could extend that greater than 30 days. That was all.
Is that for the lodging of the application?
Yes, just for the non, but just purely, it's got it from the 30 days of the sort of some of the small committees, it's very difficult to to get together and get
usually.
But the art is that it does say you have the discretion of the deed.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, there's discretion there. Yeah. If there's a legitimate reason why it hasn't been reported earlier, then take it into consideration.
But if they're looking through the policy and say, oh, look, we're out here, we're done, sort of thing, whereas we had it for sort of, so a bit longer period, they might have gone, oh, yes, we can actually apply for that. That was all.
Yeah.
I know we're very good, but I understand that. I do. I just.
They're usually fairly flexible.
Yes, I
expect.
Yeah. Any more questions on this? I think it's a good policy with good improvements.
Yeah.
I have to say that since I first came on this council, when we virtually had no policy, and it was just a case of, whether you thought they were good people or not. we've come a long way, so.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. Carried with that. Those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Carried. We now move on to item 12.9. I'd like to move that. Councillor Lawson, Councillor Nash. Thank you. Any questions of Noel in relation to those two projects? Nothing happening on the Water Grid Pipeline project and Woodstock Waiting Commission.
Correct.
Sorry, I laughed when I saw the Central Tablelands Water continues to welcome ongoing rainfalls.
Yes.
Really?
Well.
Welcome?
Well. It's better than real, I suppose.
Well, yes. Even my ducks are complaining.
There's no questions at all on that. I'll put that those in favour.
Aye.
Very. 15, performance assistance. I'm not familiar with that. Yep, Councillor Cook, Councillor Best, thank you. Any questions from Noel in relation to his report?
Well, I want to get some ideas on my knowledge together. When they say meter not shutting off.
Excuse me?
Meter not shutting off.
Correct, yes.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Haven't got ears go through and it just keeps.
So the. Through the chair, that normally comes through when the property is trying to do work on their own system, and we provide, as part of our commitment to the consumer, we will have a gooseneck, so the service connection coming from our mains will go underground, a gooseneck will come up, we'll put the meter above ground, we'll have a stopcock at the start of the meter, and then we'll go through the meter, but we also put a stopcock after the meter and we'll put a gooseneck to go down into the ground, and that's where the consumer can connect onto theirs. Those stopcocks, because they haven't been used for a long time, when they go to turn off to do work on their own property, sometimes they fail. Mm-hmm. And that's where we get this issue about the stopcocks. Okay. So. No, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? We're just going to
make a comment.
The place for way behind that was the dirty water. Oh,
yes, that's giving us a hit. That was in January, so we'll have to wait until January, February rolls past, and then we'll drop those down.
Well,
I was going to say, make a comment for the major breaks and stuff. I think it's surprisingly low amount of the amount of the system's been holding up for all that water that's been. All that's on ground and all those causeways that are all moving and all that because of the rain, I think it's holding up pretty good. I was expecting a lot more major breaks and things than what we've actually got.
And again, through the chair, the pressure that we're applying to our system is greatly reduced because of the flow rates that are required have been reduced as well. So we're not really pushing our system as much to get that water through. So whilst I'll claim good management from our staff, and it is from our staff, it is also good, it's due to this reason. So summertime, we just haven't had those big. Yeah, so we are expecting that ground movement and things like that will cause a problem. But it's more that pressure hasn't been applied to our system as late. Plus, the boys have been doing a lot of retick work around certain areas in Millthorpe, as well as around Canoundra area. So we've renewed a lot of problem areas there. But weather has really created a havoc with that too. So they've all been put on hold. But at least we were able to get into those worst affected areas. So touch wood, fingers crossed, we'll get through this with the least impact on our system.
Take a staged approach on ramping your pressure back up then.
Correct.
Do you see the water coming back up out of bores? I reckon that's what's happening.
Oh, look, there's so much water around, and especially around Quantiella area, and that is a concern for CTW. So I'll certainly let the councillors know that that's one of our biggest operational concerns at the moment. It's not being able to get to those areas or get a crane into. So, we've tried to implement certain business continuity, so we bypass certain things and have that plan in place. So, fingers crossed we won't need to implement it, but that is one of our biggest concerns at the moment out around that Quandiella area.
Okay.
It's a standalone area, so we've got one source.
And
we just can't get to it. But fingers crossed, as I said, so hopefully I haven't put the mocker on it by raising it. But warning, okay.
And 105% problems.
I'm sorry?
105%.
Yeah, look, 105, it just continues to top over.
What's the highest amount you've had going over?
I guess would be about 118%. And it was roaring through at that time. And that was back in my predecessor's days, and it washed away the emergency spillway, the roadway and things like that. So once it gets over the top and it starts running through there, it's a guess, but I'm sure I read the report about 118%, which is a massive amount of water.
Some more questions?
We'll move on to our last item, maintenance of the systems, called 11 on page 45. Any questions? No on that.
So just through the chair, if I may, I'd really like to make a special mention for our water filtration plant operators. There is a change going through. We lost Joe Fuller, who was a long-time water treatment plant operator. We've recruited. We've got an ex-network operator, Dave Sadler, that has come in. He's going through the process of getting his tickets to be able to operate our water treatment plant. But there's been a lot of effort put in because of the water quality of their raw water coming into our systems, and they have been very vigilant in trying to address all of the concerns that came through. So this is different than what the manganese issue that we had way back, but you can imagine the amount of dirty water that's coming in through our system, it really does impact on our water treatment plant. And I really would like to say, make mention of the efforts that they have put in, especially with the young team, being headed, of course, through Josh Slager. But they've really worked hard in maintaining that water quality that's been put through. So that has been a big effort for them.
That's excellent, isn't it? So it's Corey.
Corey Henry.
Who we all met at Scarpol.
Correct. Yes.
And who runs the Blaney?
That's David Sadler, who has just joined us. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So, yes.
Well, thanks for putting that. And I think if council is so happy, I'd like to suggest you pass on council's appreciation for what you're doing in difficult circumstances.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
On your point about the dirty water coming through, is there something that we can do, in the future to mitigate that problem? Is there something that we can start putting in place so that if these sort of events like this happen more and more frequently, they say, is there something that we can be prepared for by putting an extra system in place, for the raw water or something like that, is there?
Yes, so, and again, through the chair, we have implemented changes in our system where we can now take Blaney Water Treatment Plant out of service and be able to supply Blaney Township from the water from Carcor Water Treatment Plant. Yeah. So that was an additional piping that we applied, and that has been proved that it is successful, so we can actually pump water out of Plum Street Reservoir to continue to keep water in Blaney and pump through back up through to our clear water tank. So that was a really good thing. So if we get into the situation where we have those really dry spells and our water levels drop down onto our dam and then we get that really big heavy rain and it does flush all of that mineral content back into our system in one big hit and transfer that to the front of our dam, we have the ability now to turn Blaney Water Treatment Plant off, and that would be instigated. And then we would monitor the raw water that was coming into Carcor, which will give us the indication then whether we can operate Blaney Water Treatment Plant without creating that manganese issue that we had.
Yeah.
So we have put operational concerns in, but yeah.
Yeah, just wondering, is that only the Blaney one that you're concerned about?
The treatment plant at Blaney is different than the treatment plant at Carcor. So Carcor was built back commissioned back in 2002, and it's a DAF, so it's a dissolved air flotation system. So we actually pump in our saturated air, which helps lift those minerals up and clear them out. So manganese, once you oxidate manganese, it tends to come out of suspension and drop into a solid form, whereas the water treatment plant that we have at Blaney is old school, which is just a sedimentation. So it just drops down and then the system goes through the filters. It doesn't get that oxygenation. So that manganese is still in solution by the time it goes through our system. So the plant can handle it, but when you get those high increases, the boys don't have a chance to get in and put in our pilot plan about have different additives to come in to oxygenate, to reduce that manganese and drop it in out of suspension. So that's why we don't have those complaints from our customers that are fed from our Carcor Water Treatment Plant in those times compared to what we had going through Blaney.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, an additional step that we had there as well, we've been feeding Millthorpe now off Carcor Water Treatment Plant as well. So Millthorpe Town, the only town that is running off Blaney Water Treatment Plant, is actually Blaney itself. So, okay.
It's still below guidelines, though. Anyway, isn't it? You're not getting peaks. You got peaks above occasionally.
Yeah, no.
It's still good water. It's just
correct. It's an aesthetic value. It's not a health issue. Whilst it looks bad, and I'm sure we all remember the days of seeing that people put their baths and that, but on a white background, it does enhance it, but it is a manganese. It's not considered to be a health, it's an aesthetic issue. But again, it's a complaint. We've been trying to act on it, and we've got a stage in place now that we can implement, which is better than what we had before that problem last time.
Okay. You wouldn't think about updating the Blaney?
We. That is a very big topic. I can assure Council that we are trying to get the best out of our existing operators and water treatment. And for people that don't know, Josh Sligert will be making a move. He will be making a move. He did sell his house, so he will be making a move in some time. And what we are trying to do is to get formal workshops on the table, bringing in, we've engaged out of consulting to come through, and we're trying to get as much knowledge out of all of our guys, but especially Josh while he's still with us, to start planning for those things such as Blaney Water Treatment Plant replacements, as well as an overall of our drinking water management plant, doing that review before Josh.
That's important. I remember when Darrell left, we had a six well, 9 month transition from Darryl to
Leone.
Correct. Because we just didn't say much about the system. Yes. Trainee's knowledge.
I didn't get that option.
Just quickly, out of session, I sent an email to you about fluoridation, which you kindly gave me a response to. I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind giving us all an update on that. Is that okay? Just for information.
Okay, sure. So with fluoridation, we had funding from the health unit to update our Blaney Water Treatment Plant fluoridation, which was a project that was undertaken. That's probably been 18 months or so going through. That's just awaiting now to be signed off by the Chief Medical Officer or Health Officer, Kerry Chan. She needs to sign off on the fluoridation of the new and improved augmented fluoride plant that we have at Blaney. So we haven't been fluoridating in Blaney. We have had an issue with a PLC module for Carcor. We've sourced a second-hand unit for that. That's been put into place, and we're awaiting on Prominent, who are our OEM, for a representative from them to come up and just sign that away. So it's probably been out of action for a month, month and a half, 2 months or so now too.
Not a massive time.
It's not. But so we are on track. We're ready to go. The representative from Prominent was in hospital. He was taken ill, so he hasn't been able to come back up and undertake the commissioning of that. That doesn't need to be signed off, of course. We haven't changed our system at all, but with the Blaney one at Blaney Water Treatment Plant, it has.
Thank you.
Okay.
All good.
All
okay. I'll put that those in favour. Carried. Time for any questions on notice.
I've had some questions about that notice.
and that therefore finishes this meeting, and I declare the meeting closed.
Thank you.